This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Raw milk was almost legislated out of existence in California last year, following a series of sicknesses and even some deaths attributed to the E. coli bacteria. The state legislature adopted a bill that applied the same standards used for pasteurized milk to raw milk. But there were two problems with that. First, the purported link between raw milk and the E. coli illnesses was not well established. The Centers for Disease Control report that attempts to do so is hotly disputed by raw milk defenders. And secondly, the pasteurization process destroys many things in the milk that are actually beneficial.
The pasteurization process, it kills everything that's living in raw milk. So all the bacteria, good bacteria, and if there's any bad ones hanging around, and the enzymes. So one of the enzymes that's destroyed is the lactase enzyme, and that's what digests lactose. So if you are lactose intolerant, you can drink raw milk because you still have that lactase enzyme. It comes in the milk. Nature gives you everything that you need to digest the milk.
That's Christine Chesson, a mom and nutrition student who became an advocate for raw milk after seeing its positive effects in her own household.
We've been drinking raw milk for almost a year now, and I have to say it was amazing for the first time ever. We all made it through the entire winter without so much as a sniffle, no colds, no flus, nothing. My kids nor me. It was pretty remarkable. That made me a believer, because when you have three small kids, we were usually going through four, five, six bottles of cough and cold medicines every winter, and we didn't have to use any of those this year.
These days, Chesson is speaking out as a representative of CREMA, the California Real Milk Association, which has thrown its support behind a new legislative proposal to replace the restrictive measure that went into effect last January with SB 201, a new law that takes a more proactive approach.
The way current law exists is they test for coliforms. Coliform is the type of test. It's not a type of bacteria. But the problem with the coliform test is it doesn't distinguish between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. So what SB 201 does is it tests instead for pathogens eight times more than under current regulation. Right now, we only test for pathogens once a month, whereas SB 201 tests eight times per month.
That approach was developed following a lengthy joint legislative hearing on the subject in April. A new hearing on SB 201 is scheduled in Sacramento tomorrow. Some raw milk defenders contend that certain state and federal agencies are actively trying to get rid of raw milk altogether. Chesson won't go that far, but she does question the amount of regulatory attention that is being devoted to something that humankind has been happily consuming for centuries.
Raw milk is becoming more and more popular nationwide, but it seems like nationwide we're coming up against a lot more resistance. And I really don't understand why, because, you know, we're able to choose to eat sushi. We're able to choose to eat steak tartare and carpaccio and smoke cigarettes and Diet Cokes and all these other things that may or may not be healthy or dangerous for us. So I don't really understand why raw milk is having such a hard time.
The hearing on SB 201 before the Senate Health Committee begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.